Welcome to Crappy Friends, the podcast that discusses female friendships, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Girl power defeating bitchery since 2018.
I'm New York Times bestselling author Kristen Higgins.
And I'm USA Today bestselling author Joss Day.
And we're best friends. And Joss has a foul mouth.
I'm so sorry. I apologize.
She started cussing before we were even on the air.
Because I forgot we had to do the thing.
Yeah, because we only have like 80 episodes. It's like two sentences for the love of God. here we are. A lovely day and podcasting with you guys. Hey, send us your letters.
Yeah, especially now. I know you have time. You're working from home.
You have time. And we want to hear your crappy friend stories, your difficult friend stories, your I don't know what to do.
Right.
Your good friend stories.
All of the stories we would like to hear.
We are so interested in female friendship.
Yeah.
And all its complexity and glory and
I agree.
Longevity and all the mistakes that
we make.
So if you've been thinking about sending us a letter, send us a letter.
Now is the time.
Yeah. So this week's letter is an interesting situation. It's not your typical, so I will get right to it.
Okay.
Hi, ladies. I am a 54-year-old, never married, physically fit, no kids, small family, one older sister, whom I rely too heavily on, gal. I don't work now as I am appealing a Social Security disability decision. I have a traumatic brain injury, TBI. While I have recovered physically almost 90%, my mental health was impaired, and as a result, I have generalized anxiety disorder and bipolar disorder. I receive treatment for both, but it's a daily battle. Other than my mental, physical health challenges, I'm pretty hip. All right.
That's awesome.
My question, how, at my sophisticated age, does one make new friends and increase support systems? I have one best friend, but she lives states away from me, though we do chat and text frequently. I have two good friends locally, but both are married and work full-time. I have a dear older sister locally, whom I consider a friend, but I know I rely on her too much for everything. She is very happily married with two adult children, whom she spends a lot of time with, so her time is limited. All the aforementioned friends and sister are aware of my health challenges. TBI survivors tend to isolate and limit social activity. I know I do. I'm content in my own little world, but my problem is I need to strengthen my support systems, aka friends. I have a great personality, but have definitely changed from the person I used to be. I live alone, enjoy my solitude, audiobooks, walking, meditating, pretty isolating activities. I have gone pre-COVID to TBI support groups and since participated in them online, but I am very high functioning, so developing friends through the support groups doesn't always work. Meetup.com is quite intimidating for me post-injury. I used to make all my friends through work and still was strong with my high school peeps. All those friendships have since dropped off. How and where does someone like me make friends? Making new friends does take some energy, which I must admit is a bit of a challenge as I suffer from neuro fatigue from my traumatic brain injury. I recently had a fall. I do that 4 to 5 times a month as I have balance issues due to the TBI. Gashed my cheek on the coffee table. Ouch. Blood everywhere.
Oh my.
And required ER attention. If only I lived closer, Joss.
I know. Kristen would be there for
you. I'm really good in those situations.
Yeah, she really is.
The only person I had to call for help was my sister, as my two other friends didn't answer. I know my sister cannot be all things to me, sounding board, mental health advisor, social outlet, emergency contact, etc. What to do? Signed, a very uncrappy friend. So.
Wow.
You have a lot going on.
A great deal,
you know. And you also sound really cool, hip, and sophisticated.
As you say. You do. You sound like all of those things.
And, you know, in some ways, your issues are not consigned only to people with those mental and health challenges.
Yeah.
You know?
No,
You're 54 and looking for some more friends.
I think that's a everybody challenge.
It's a universal issue, you know? Where do you meet new people?
Right.
And how do you connect with them? And but you do have a lot going on health-wise and physically. And I think, first of all, I want to give a shout-out to your wonderful sister.
Holy macaroni, is she fab.
Yeah, and she's you know, awesome. She sounds like she loves you so much. Make sure she knows that.
Maybe an edible arrangement.
Maybe you give her flowers or just write her a letter about how wonderful she is.
Yeah.
You know, definitely show your appreciation, because from what you're saying is maybe she's getting a little compassion fatigue.
Yeah.
Or just having to be on call as much as she is. She's your person, and it sounds like she rises to every occasion. So appreciation is never a bad choice. You know,
I agree.
Tell her that she is wonderful and how much you value her, not just for the rides to the ER, but for herself.
Yeah.
And her personality.
I agree.
And then, Joss, you had a couple suggestions about how to meet some people in the time of COVID and just in general.
I would say, give Meetup another try. I think you're doing it a little wrongish. Don't go to a Meetup group, if there is one happening available, with the thought, I'm going to find a friend here. Go because you want to participate in the activity that you've signed up for.
Right.
And then the friends might come. You want to be more organic about it.
And you especially can't be looking for friends to help you handle your issues.
Right, right.
That's a caregiver. You're looking for a caregiver. Right.
Exactly. But definitely try Meetup again. So you like to meditate. I know there are groups on Meetup.
Oh, yeah.
Where you can meditate.
Not just on Meetup, but everywhere. Pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
I actually was doing some like group online meditation during the beginning.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah.
And it's so easy. A lot of the activities now are virtual. Like, hey, we're all going to watch this this French film and discuss it later.
Yeah.
We all watch it from home.
Right.
And then, you know, you're on a Zoom meeting afterwards.
Afterwards, yeah. I mean, so things are a little different, but I think because things are mostly virtual now, it sort of takes the pressure off a little bit. It might make it a little bit easier to make a friend.
And for someone with neuro fatigue and some of these issues, it might be easier to start the friendship virtually.
Yes, yes.
Rather than like, I'm going to the library for this activity, looking for a friend. You know, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And I also think, too, that what you want to focus on, as in any friendship, is your positive attributes, your common interests. You don't want to lead with a list of, so listen, I have a TBI, so if I'm, you know, a little bit like off balance, this is why. And also I have bipolar and anxiety, so if I'm socially uncomfortable, this is why.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you want to ease into those things.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to confide all your challenges in one initial conversation.
Right. Right.
You know, and that's true of everyone.
That's true of everyone. This is why, you know, when you use something like Meetup, or the other suggestion I had was join Facebook groups that have where you have things in common with other people. People like to read, people like audiobooks or whatever. Because sometimes starting off not in real life is so much easier than transitioning to real life. So you can start with someone in a Facebook group, and it might be that you're just Facebook friends to begin with, then maybe you slid into each other's DMs, and then maybe you are emailing each other or texting, and then maybe once COVID is less of a thing, you're meeting each other. It's I think so much easier that way. I'm an introvert, so that appeals to me.
Right.
It does.
And it gives you an easy out too. So say you go onto one of these Facebook groups, and you're like, so I'm a high-functioning TBI survivor with these issues, and I'm just looking to connect with other people at my level. You can say that on Facebook.
Yeah,
you know,
you can.
See what the response is.
Yep.
Another suggestion I had was to reach out to your former workmates and high school peeps.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing it these days.
Yeah.
You know, we have the time, we have the solitude.
Yep.
And just say like, hey, I was looking through the yearbook and I saw a picture of you, and, you know, just reminded me of all the fun we had at the band trip to Washington, D.C.
Oh my God, that just happened to me.
Really?
Yeah. Like literally a friend from high school sent me a friend request. And I was on his page, and then he tagged me in a post where he showed pictures of me and him and a couple other people when we were in D.C. going to visit the Supreme Court. And he remembers, I don't, because I'm old and stupid, but he remembers that we met Ruth Bader Ginsburg as an appellate judge. She was an appellate judge at the time, because it was 1988.
Wow.
I have no recollection for that. I kind of want to take some sort of hypnosis to like get that memory back. But yeah, that just happened to me.
Yeah.
And now we're Facebook friends.
Right.
How fun it is that we've reconnected.
Right. And I don't know if you, uncrappy friend, if you live in your hometown, if you do, if you live in the place where you went to high school with these folks, then it might be possible to meet for a walk, even if you haven't seen each other in 30 years.
That's right.
Nothing wrong with that.
There isn't.
And see how it goes. So in a way, COVID is helping you.
Yeah.
You know,
I really think it is.
To lay the groundwork and get some of the awkward first questions out of the way, which is, you know, for a lot of us, easy to do in writing. And you're a very eloquent writer, so I don't think you'd have a problem doing that. The other thing I thought too was, I'm not sure if this is, a possibility for you, but maybe you do need an assistant.
Yeah.
You know, and I would suggest that you talk to your MD about this. You know, is there someone who might be able to help you out so that you can ease the burden on your sister? So if you fall and you need a ride to the ER, you can have an assistant do that, or someone to kind of help you with some of the things that might be more challenging for you than they were before your injury. You know, for one, there might be a volunteer group who will do that.
Yeah.
You know, maybe there's, again, it's difficult in the time of COVID, but like, I know there's companions and caregivers and people who will do like light chores for you or go to the market with you. That might be a way to just feel a little bit more autonomous.
Yeah.
Even though you're relying on somebody, it's someone you chose,
right.
You pay. And then you don't feel like I'm going to burn my sister out.
Right.
And you can spend more time being her friend and her sister.
Right. I agree with that. I think that's awesome. It's would be good to have someone also who has, some medical background who also is aware of your list of medications and things like that. So if you call, that person can like jump in a pinch.
Yeah.
And it's good to know. But in terms of like, if you're asking your sister for like grocery shopping or whatever, delivery baby, I love everything delivered.
Yeah.
I haven't left the house, but I love that. You know, I'm an introvert.
Yeah.
So I get my wine delivered. I get my grocery.
We had a podcast interrupted by your wine delivery.
It was fabulous.
She's like, hold it, I must answer the door.
Yes, this is what I want. I get everything delivered and it's awesome. So that also will lessen the burden on your wonderful, wonderful sister.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, online activities for now. I wonder too, like, what kind of neighborhood do you live in?
Yeah.
Are you working out in the garden or on your condo deck or in your apartment building? Is there some kind of organic friendship that you could strike up? And it's always awkward in the beginning to make a new friend, you know, like, oh, this lady also lives on the fourth floor. I should say, hi, I'm uncrappy friend. I live in 412, you know, would you like to have a coffee sometime from 12 feet apart or whatever, you know? You know, as I said, these are universal problems.
They really are.
And you're right there with the rest of us.
Yeah. Yeah. Just remember to meet up or Facebook for the activity that you all have in common.
Yeah.
And then let a friendship blossom after that.
Right. Right. And then we always say, you know, volunteering,
Yes.
You know, no matter where you are in life, no matter what your issues, there's something good that you can do for someone else.
Right.
And that's always a nice place to meet like-minded people.
Yes.
So maybe you're writing letters to your congressman or your,
at a food bank.
Helping at a food bank. Or you are making phone calls to raise money for the, you know, the animal shelter.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, you have to kind of break out of the shell of those individual activities, like, you know, doing everything yourself, going for a walk. You can go for a walk with someone else. You can meditate with someone else.
Yeah.
And reconnect with those other people. See how they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and if they're unaware of your health challenges, then you can say, yeah, it's been kind of a wild 5 years.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I have some things going on. I fell and hit my head, and this is kind of the result. But it's so great to hear from you.
Yeah.
Just a lot of happy memories there.
Yeah.
So let us know how it goes. You know, it's an interesting situation you're in, and we would love to hear if any of our suggestions work.
Yeah.
Definitely. And take good care of yourself. Like you are, but keep it up.
Kristen, I have a lovely, happy friend. Is that what we're calling it?
Happy friends.
Happy friends. Yeah. Not crappy friends, but a happy friend. letter, which we've been getting, which we asked to get. So
we want to hear about your wonderful friends,
too. Yeah, because, you know, not everyone's crappy. We all have good friends. So this letter says, I am in a group of 8 gals. We call ourselves Sisters of the Heart. During COVID, one of our friends suggested we download the Marco Polo app to stay in touch with video texting, as not all of us are iPhone users. It's been a great lifesaver to see these friends, say what's happening in your life, etc. 2 of the friends chose not to participate on Marco Polo. They thought it was overwhelming. So we still use our group texting. But these gals have been such a blessing to me. My husband was laid off in early May. It's tough. And then ended up in the hospital with MRSA.
Oh, jeez.
Lord. He was in the hospital 12 days, one of them being my birthday. The PCA snuck him down to the entrance to see me, though. That's sweet. They arranged a birthday parade and came over to my house. That's so nice. Social distance in a circle in the front yard. They also gave us a gift card to the local catering place that delivers fabulous meals. We all met when our kids were in school. All their kids went to school together. I worked at the school, but my kids knew most of their kids through church and other places. I feel fortunate to have these sisters. My own sister falls short most of the time.
Aww.
She can be toxic, so I'm wary of her. We live in Michigan, and one of our sisters is moving to Texas soon. Her daughters are living there, and since COVID, the husband works from home. And will do so for the foreseeable future. Same here. So off they go. We will miss her and her hubby, but there's always Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for your fabulous podcast. I can relate to a lot of these stories. I love that.
Yeah. I think that friends in the time of COVID are so important. I mean, we actually have a drink date with our extended circle tonight, Joss.
We do. No, not tonight. Next week.
Is that? Oh. Well, I was going to tune in tonight, so
we can't,
I'm glad you brought it up. I'll be feeling very isolated and neglected. You know how I get, right? Where are they? But I think that's a lovely letter about, you know, how important friends are and how you can get around COVID by standing in a circle in your front yard.
Yeah.
By Marco Poloing, which is new to me. I don't know what that
it's
is.
It's actually fun. It's a fun app.
Yeah.
Yeah, where you, like, send videos.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the group texting and stuff. And it's, you know, there are ways to stay close. And I think it's really important to work on that. Because, you know, you're an introvert and I'm not. I have suffered a lot during COVID. Because, you know, working alone means my social life is even more important.
Right.
And I have, you know, my 6 or 8 friends that I see regularly.
Mm-hmm.
And not being able to do that has been tough.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I struggled at first too, needing like the social outlet, but then, you know, I'm good now. But I am an introvert.
Yeah.
I'm definitely fine now though with it.
Yeah. It's funny, like you have your groceries delivered. I love going to the grocery store, you know, and I've missed that too. Just to be able to like wander the aisles and see all my neighbors and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But that is a very nice testimony to friendship. Testament?
Testament?
Testament.
Okay.
Or a testimony.
It's also testimony.
Yes.
Yeah.
To friendship.
I think it's amazing that it's 8 women who've stayed together.
Yeah.
Usually that, well, in my experience, a bigger group, it's easy for people to fall away.
Yeah.
You know? But you guys have made it through, which is great.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a group of about maybe 8 or 10, and we call ourselves a book club. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the last book we read. But we have a Facebook private group,
yeah.
And we check in with each other, and, you know, when someone's daughter gets married or the like, you know, everybody knows if someone's kid needs a job.
Right.
Like, yes, does anybody know who works in this field, you know?
Right.
And it's just a real comfort to know they're there. And hopefully soon we'll be able to meet again and even maybe read a book together.
That, yes, why not?
We all read. We just cannot seem to read the same book in the same month.
So when you were meeting,
yes,
what were you just meeting to, like, drink wine?
Martinis and popcorn.
I see.
Yeah. And for some reason, those became requirements of every hostess.
Martinis
to have
a
martini offering and popcorn for consumption.
I don't see a problem with that.
The last time we got together, I go all out, as you can imagine.
Sure.
You know, we read a book by Falguni Kothari, who's a wonderful author, and it was this really interesting story about friendship and a marriage and how the three people fit together.
Nice.
Like one of our letter writers, right?
Yeah.
And since she was Indian and the characters were Indian, I made Indian food.
Ooh.
I made chai martinis.
Ooh.
And I did like an Instagram post.
Ooh.
And three of us had read the book out of the 10. But we were all drinking chai.
Of course.
So the three of us talked about it.
Yeah.
And everyone else decided they would read the book.
Oh, good.
Eventually.
Good.
It's the deadline that kills us.
That's always a problem.
It's don't you tell me what to do.
That's right.
Thanks for listening to Crappy Friends. Don't forget to subscribe to Crappy Friends and consider leaving us a review. Email us your friend stories at theladies@crappyfriends.net. I'm Kristen Higgins.
And I'm Just A.
And we're best friends
forever.